Hey everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that I think we've all felt. Right? I think we've all felt it as, and I think that we all have some, you know, deep-seated feelings about it, I guess. And what that is, I want to talk about, you know, when you're actually hurt by Christians or hurt by your church or, you know, just you've been hurt by somebody who you didn't expect to hurt you. And so, you know, for me, I think one of the biggest issues I've seen within the church is that people get very hurt by other Christians. You know, some may seem small, but maybe some may seem very large. And something small to you may be large to somebody else, right? But they're like, they're the little comments or the negative looks or the judgment or the fear or the members that have no idea, you know, what salvation actually looks like, right? They just go there every Sunday and maybe the neglect from members or it's just the sheer volume of landmines that we have to navigate as we walk into the building, right? And honestly, it's really a shame that we even have to think about this or that this is something that's even on my mind, but you know, it's something that I think everybody deals with at some point. You know, all of these little things, right? The negative looks and the judgment and the neglect and the landmines, all of this equates to being church hurt, right? The likelihood of you getting church hurt increases a lot because of these things. And if you don't know what it means because you haven't felt it, well, maybe you're the reason. You know, at the simplest level, church hurt is, it's the pain inflicted by a religious institution or a pain that distances people who suffer from the communities, a pain that distances people from God. And it may not just be some religious institution. It may be the people that attend that religious institution. And, you know, it's a shame that we commit to a local church and we know that fear is going to happen sooner or later. Or we believe that it's going to, right? I think that's a shame. And there's tons of scriptures that talk about the church in a beautiful way, right? There's tons of scriptures that talk about it being a spiritual house or that the church is his bride and it's a house of God and all of these things, right? So why do I feel such a drastic difference between the spiritual description and sometimes what our own experiences are with the actual church body? And for me, I think the answer is easy. It's because church is made up of people like us, like me. And while scripture describes over and over that his people are supposed to be like God or echo the image of God all the way back to creation, there's a very specific and a distinct way that we don't. That way is we sin, period. All of us sin in our life. This is a fallen world. And we live in a fallen world because of that sin, right? And at the bottom of this, sinful people hurt each other. And one thing for certain, right? If you put a bunch of people together that is a diverse group, it's going to get messy and it's going to get messy fast. There's no way to completely get away from it, right? If we expect it to be different, we're wrong. We expect to be persecuted and hurt by people in the world. We do. We really do. We expect that's going to occur every day. It's just our nature. And if you look at social media today, people hurt each other all the time for no reason at all. Just to be able to say, look what I did. Look at how many followers I got because of what I said to that person. Look at how many people liked my post. You know, all you're doing is reinforcing the acceptance of hurting people. You're teaching the children today that it's okay to hurt each other. That's not okay. You know, I challenge you that, you know, generally we're completely blindsided when it's people of the church that hurt us. Because we expect more. We expect it to be different. We expect them to show the love of Christ. So what do you do when it's the people of the church? What do you do when it's the people who are part of your local church body that hurt you? Where do you find healing? When you go to a place for love and safety and that's the place that you get hurt, do you leave the church? Do you go to the pastor or the church staff and talk about the problems? And if you did, would it do any good? I think these are all questions we have to answer, right? But I think there's some very specific ways that we can overcome being church hurt, that we can overcome being hurt by other Christians. And the first way is to pray. And look, I know that people will say or feel that, well, that's just, you know, that's an easy answer. It's kind of a cop-out, right? Just pray. But it's true, it's accurate, 100%, that we need to pray. You know, because in a hard situation like this, the first thing we need to do is counsel with God. And the only way to do that is in prayer. So talk to God and ask him for guidance. Ask for the ability to discern what the appropriate next step needs to be. If you rush to figure out why or, you know, how somebody hurt you or to confront that person, it's not going to end in the way you or God wants it to. There's a very good chance that you need work also. And God needs to help you with that before you can confront anyone. So first go to God, right? Pray. Ask for guidance. And the next one I would say, just don't ever retaliate. I know that's hard for people. It's the hardest part for me, right? I have for a long time before Christ lived my life with a very specific thought process of getting revenge, right? If you hurt me or my family, I will destroy you. That's how I've lived. Now that was before coming to Christ. But my human nature, my sinful nature wants to pull me back into that worldly thought process all the time. That's why I need to go to prayer first. I need to take my issue to God so he can soften my heart before I do something I'm going to regret, before I do something that he's going to, you know, disagree with. And I got to consider, just because this person hurt me, that doesn't mean that I should hurt them. That is not showing the love of Christ like we're commanded to do. And so after you've, you know, gone to God in prayer and you've asked for guidance and you recognize that you're not going to retaliate, maybe let God deal with it. That would probably be the next thing. It's hard for me as well. How do I know God's going to deal with it? How can I be certain that person's not going to do it again? I don't know that person. I don't want them hurting other people. You know, I want to be like, God, just let me deal with this problem. Or at least tell me how you're going to deal with this problem. But the problem is, when he doesn't tell me or he doesn't show me, I want to go to my worldly self, to my sinful nature, and I want to deal with it myself. But we can't do that. And I'll say again, that's why go to prayer, right? Go to God. Ask for guidance. It's important. You know, and it's also important to realize that God's not going to direct us to deal with every hurt that we feel, right? It's important that we don't easily take offense to this hurt by Christians. And by doing that, by not taking offense easily, we're showing Christ that we are maturing. And maybe you haven't considered it, but maybe God's trying to make you stronger by putting this in front of you. I know that for me, I have felt hurt a lot of times in my walk with Christ. And those times that I have felt hurt, that I didn't take it to God, that I didn't do what I'm saying right now, it never worked out. And I wasn't maturing as a Christian. I wasn't showing people love. Maybe that strength that God is looking for is to push you in a direction to grow the kingdom. Maybe you need to have thicker skin for that next phase in your life. You know, Linda and I like to say we're in life number two, right? We're growing and we're learning in life two with Christ in the center of everything. So maybe there's something God's trying to teach me out of that hurt. And at the end of the day, we don't know what those people are going through. We don't know if they're having just a really bad day and they didn't even intentionally do it. You got to consider that, right? That's why I say you got to go to God and ask for guidance. You know, and even though I feel like my walk with Christ is still new and fresh, right? I think there's plenty of times I've been hurt by people, and no matter how wrong that person is and no matter how bad they hurt you, you're supposed to forgive them. Because forgiveness is not for them. It is for us. It's for me. It's for you, right? And if you keep that anger and hurt, you're not going to be close to Christ. You're not going to have that interaction and that relationship with him that you so desire. I know that I desire it. And if I'm not forgiving, I'm not going to be close to him. But in my life, when I have shown to God that I am being forgiving and that I'm forgiving other people, I feel like it just opens all kinds of doors. So pray, right? Get guidance from God before you decide what you're going to do next. Now, I've spent a bunch of time talking about how if we are hurt by the church or the church members, that we need to do several things, right? Pray, give it to God, not retaliate. There's some core parts of that. But I still think I have to address the people that are pushing the hurt, the people that are doing the actual hurting. And you might notice I said pushing, you know, I think today, because a lot of the factors, people still want to hurt people. You know, I know I've said this, but if you look at social media, people get joy out of it. Or for the, you know, I'm holier than you are. Or it's some superiority complex over them. It's a belief that maybe they have a higher standing in the church or whatever it is, they feel that it's okay. And I've even heard, you know, it justified how they act by claiming they're just trying to save everyone. Or they just don't want anybody to go to hell. I've seriously heard those words come out of the mouths of Christians that blatantly demonize another person for their behavior. I just don't want to see anyone go to hell. Was that your, like, you get to choose who? I mean, because if you do, I'd like to have a conversation with you. I'd love to remind those people that feel like they're, you know, some higher standing or they're holier than thou or that it's okay to tell somebody they're going to hell. I'd like to remind them that feel so much better than everyone else what Paul has taught us about love. You know, and in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, Paul says, love is patient, love is kind, it doesn't envy, it doesn't boast, and it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. So what I would say to somebody who says, well, I just don't want people to go to hell, or you shouldn't do that because you're going to go to hell if you do it, I would say, trust God. Love everyone. You see, this scripture, along with so many others, teach us what love truly is, and that we need to love everyone, especially the person who doesn't look like you, especially the person who doesn't act like you or talk like you or maybe smell like you or anything else, right? That's not like what you think they should be. And what I want you to understand is that by you making that judgment, by you condemning somebody's salvation, how dishonoring it is to God. I mean, do you understand how dishonoring it is to God to tell somebody they're going to hell? I know when I say that, it's probably pretty controversial, but I believe it to be true. That's what I believe, that if you are judging someone and judging someone's salvation by saying you're going to go to hell, that you're dishonoring God because you don't know what is going on in their life. You don't know their walk. You have no idea what that person's walk with Christ is. And that may be the one thing that turns them away from Christ completely. Sometimes it takes one more comment for someone to believe they could never be loved by Christ. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever considered that you showing people that Christ can't love them when you say that? You probably haven't, because if you had thought about it, I'm sure you wouldn't say it. You know, in Matthew 18:6, Jesus says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have large millstone hung around their neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." That's a pretty good picture, right? And what I need to tell you is we are all the little ones. It's not just children. He used the children as an example, but it's all of us who believe. We're told to become like little children earlier in that chapter, right? You know, there's a big enough enemy that's trying to turn people towards sin. He doesn't need help. Satan hates God, and he wants to destroy him in everything he loves. And because of that, that puts us directly in his crosshairs. He wants to rip down the walls of the church as fast as Christ can build it. And he's not above doing anything to accomplish that goal. So please stop helping. Because that's what you're doing by telling somebody you're a sinner and you're going to hell. And look, the last thing I want to say about this is directed to people very specific, and that's if you're a pastor of a church. If you're the pastor of a church and you lead a flock, don't allow members of your church to act that way. If you have a member that brings an issue to you, then deal with it immediately. You can't just wait for it to go away or get better, because it won't. And if you don't deal with it, you're telling that person that had the issue, you're telling your congregation that the behavior of those people hurting each other is okay in your eyes and in the eyes of God. That's what you're saying. When you don't deal with it, you're saying, because you are a leader, you're saying it's okay in your eyes and it's okay in the eyes of God. That you agree with it, that you accept it. And that whoever is hurt, that their pain means nothing. Now, look, I'll say the same thing for pastors, right? If somebody brings something to you, the first thing you do is go to God, right? You got to get guidance. You got to pray. You got to make sure it's not something retaliatory. You got to make sure you're doing the right thing for all parties. But don't just ignore it and hope it's going to go away, because I promise you it won't, and it will fester. And that's when Satan comes in. Remember, he wants to rip down the walls of the church faster than Christ can build them. He will do anything to accomplish that. Don't help him. You know, if we recap, it's simple. Just love everybody. Don't hurt them. Don't justify hurting them. Don't accept it's okay. If you've been hurt by other Christians or by the church, I'm sorry. That is not how Christ wants it. if you have hurt people, stop. It's not okay. You are not better than anybody else. I am certainly not better than anybody. I am a sinner, and I am saved by grace, and so are you. And so I can't judge anybody, and neither can you. And I certainly can't judge their salvation. There's only one who can, and it's not you. So look, just be nice. Just love everybody. Stop hurting people. This world's hard enough. Don't give Satan any ammunition. If you want to talk, if you need to find a church that is going to help you, if you're looking for an online church, if you're looking for an in-person church, let me know. I'll help you find the right one. Send me an email, hello@nomadpastor.org. If you want to talk about some of the content that I've discussed, or if you just want to be on the show, let me know, right? We're open to doing all kinds of things here. You know, if you've liked the podcast, subscribe. Give me a good review. Little thumbs up would be great for us. And more than anything, just love God. Love everybody. Hey, this is the Rick with the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I appreciate everything. I hope you guys have a blessed week. Thanks.